morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start out by reminding everyone that with all of the unusual weather we've been seeing this summer with low moisture and the drought conditions that have set in across the state, Iowa State University has a number of great resources for livestock producers, crop producers, as well as homeowners and yard owners. If you have specific information or just like some general information on the impact that this drought weather will be having on your yard or your production operation now and into the future, I would encourage you to look online at the Iowa State University Extension homepage. Right at the top there is a link to drought resources from across the state, both archived webcasts, video chats with different experts on specific topics, as well as many links to printable articles and step-by-step analysis of the different conditions and impacts that are being seen across the state. Of course, all this information is also available by giving our office a call or stopping in, and we can find all of that information right there for you and get it printed off, or you can certainly come in if you would prefer to view any of those webcasts at our office at any time. Just give us a call. Let us know and we'll set something up if you don't have the internet speeds at home needed to view things like that. We'd be certainly happy to help you out. The topic we're going to turn some attention to today is a topic of your garden as we wind down this summer garden and produce growing season. A few reminders and things that whether or not we've got dry weather or not, some good things to keep in mind as you wind out your growing season. Of course, once reminders about sowing lettuce, spinach, and radishes for fall harvest now in the late weeks of August is a good time to start doing that if you want to have a good fall harvest of some of those more salad vegetables. It's a great time to get those in the ground. A reminder as well that if you've got plants such as zucchini and cucumbers that are producing, you want to continue to harvest those to keep those plants productive. Of course, you may also be needing to water those plants to keep them in production as well with the dry weather we've been having. If you've got apple trees that are starting to produce early this year, you want to make sure you would pick up and destroy any apples that fall off the tree prior to or immediately after ripening. If you have apples that are not quite ready to eat, don't leave them on the ground as that will attract pests and you may have pest problems later this year or even pests that overwinter and cause problems with your apple trees next year due to those being on the ground. Of course, now is a good time as well to start thinking about harvesting. So how do you know when to harvest many of those fruits and vegetables that you're seeing in your garden? You want to, with onions, a good tip is to harvest them when the tops fall over and begin to dry. That may have happened a little early this year if you've not been watering them. If you have been watering them, you should notice a significant difference when they begin to fall over and dry off and will no longer be taking up the water that you've been providing. Another common question we get this time of year regarding harvesting is how to tell when people's melons are ripe, and of course that depends on what type of melon you're harvesting. If you're looking at watermelon, you want to look for the visual cues. When the underside or the belly of the fruit that's been on the ground turns from a greenish white into a buttery yellow or cream, this color would mean that it is ready to produce. Now, the darker the watermelon, the more pronounced this color change is going to be. Another thing you can look for when you're checking your watermelon for ripeness is to look for it to lose a little bit of its slick and shiny appearance on the top side and become a little more dull. Historically, it's been recommended that you tap or thump on the watermelon. This is a very difficult method to get correct. It is technically possible to do. An immature melon will produce more of a metallic ring, and a ripe melon will give off more of a hollow or dull thud. But again, this is very hard to distinguish between one to the other, so the color or visual test is usually the most reliable way to do that. When you are harvesting watermelons, once they're ripe, leave a couple inches of stem on the fruit, and if you do that, you can store them at room temperature for about a week or two, and up to 3 weeks if you're storing them between 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're harvesting muskmelon, you're looking for the fruit to be mature when the stem slips easily away from the melon with slight pressure. The melon is not ripe if the stem has to be forcibly separated from the fruit. Other indicators of maturity would be based on the touch, appearance, and aroma of the muskmelon. When ripe, the flower end, or the end opposite of the stem, should be slightly soft, and as that fruit continues to mature, the skin between the netting will turn from green to yellow. And of course, there's the signature strong muskmelon aroma when a fruit is truly ripe. Muskmelon storage can be in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks, so optimum storage is between 32 to 36 degrees, so in the coldest part of your refrigerator if possible. Before you refrigerate it, place the muskmelons in a plastic bag to prevent that strong muskmelon aroma from flavoring other foods in your refrigerator. And if you're harvesting honeydew melons, they will not slip off the vine like the muskmelons. Your best indicator of ripeness there is a slight softening of the blossom end of the fruit, and there may also be a subtle change in color of the honeydew. And again, these can be stored for 2 to 3 weeks at temperatures between 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Another thing to remind you of this time of year is food storage and canning. If you're interested in learning more about food preservation or some tips on sustainable gardening, give us a call at the Extension office. We have a couple classes coming up in the next week that may be of interest to you. You can also check our website for all those times and information. Until next week, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.